all of these like really cool statues. Man took and planted in his field. Though it is the smallest of all your seeds, yet when it grows, it is the largest of garden plants and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air came and perch in its branches. See, Jesus tells us parables that imply that the kingdom of heaven is going to start tiny with him, and then it's going to explode into the world like it has. And in America, we see it sort of declining. The Christian influence and the Christian message is numerically probably about stagnant, or maybe even church attendance is dropping a little bit. But culturally, the life-giving message that we have is totally fading. When you turn on the TV or you turn on the radio, you more often hear a message of death or a message of despair than you hear a message that brings life and hope about God. So we want to find out what Jesus did, because we want to start doing it again. And so what we're going to do is we're going to look at all of the parables Jesus told in Matthew 13 about organic growth. Jesus said that the church was going to grow like a mustard seed, and he told a few other parables about plant growth. And he said that's how the church is going to grow. And we're going to see what these parables mean. We're going to see what they say about God. We're going to ask ourselves what those parables teach about us. And then we're going to ask how God connects to us through these teachings. The first point that I kind of want to bring out of parables like this is that God is a gardener. I think that it's important to realize that when Jesus talks about the kingdom of heaven growing like a plant, growing like a mustard seed into a plant, into a tree, and beyond, Jesus is doing something far deeper than just making an analogy. And this is because God is a gardener. And you see that God is a gardener, and you see this rooted in his personality, the way that he thinks, the way that he talks, the way that he creates, right from the beginning of creation. The second book of Genesis tells us, it gives us this really great image of what earth was like at the very beginning of time. It sort of has this image, it's not on the screen, but it has this image of a big field of just dirt, no trees or shrubs yet in it, and steam rising up off of the ground. You got this very murky, primordial sort of vision. And it says that God came into this, and he fashioned a man out of the clay, Adam. Adam means clay, and Jesus, God, came down, and he made this man. And then God breathed into that man's nose, and Adam came to life, and the human race began. And the first thing that God did was he planted Adam, that man, into a garden. Genesis tells us this. Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. In the middle of the garden were the tree of life and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So the first thing, in the very first week of creation, God puts man and a garden together. And he says, you're going to live in harmony, and you're going to feed off of each other. God is organic. God is a gardener, and he planted man in a garden and intended for us to live in a very organic lifestyle. But we don't see any evidence of this in our lives today. Adam was born in a garden, but I was born in a hospital, and most of you probably were too. And I was raised in a home. And I live in an apartment complex. And when I go to work in a skyscraper. In fact, if I don't consciously think about it some days, I go through an entire day without ever touching soil or without ever touching grass. It's concrete all day. How many of you guys lived through the storms on Tuesday? Yeah, they were incredible. I gather if you live on the west side of Cleveland, you might not have been hit at all. But from downtown east, it was... Okay, so you did get some. Good. Yeah. It was incredible. Well, I was downtown. I work on Public Square in a skyscraper, and I work on a trading floor. So we have tons of money flowing through our systems all day, and we're ultra paranoid about any computer going down. So we've got like triple redundancy systems. We have our file servers on site. We have a small army of tech support guys who sit on the trading floor. We've pretty much figured we're impenetrable in that we are just like never going to stop business. But when the storm hit, like, oh my goodness, it was dazzling. We saw it coming off of the lake, and the light turned to darkness, and everybody's like stopping business naturally, just staring out the window in awe. And then this rain starts to pound the windows, and it's not like a gentle rain. The wind is blowing sideways, and the wind, like, we just have this sound smacking on the windows. And then hail starts, and we have a crackling sound on the window. So if you weren't concerned already, you figured that, like, this is it. This is the end right now. And we're, like, wondering how long these windows can stand up to hail. And then...